Hey folks, Scotty Roberts here. Guess what night it is? It is the final night of the Exodus Reality Adventures here in Egypt. And I'm sat here with Dr. John Ward.
Good evening, everybody.
And with Chris Conway.
Good evening, guys.
And first of all, we want to thank you for joining us every night for the last 14 days, listening to our daily updates here from Egypt. And guys, we've been everywhere in Egypt that anyone wants to be.
Yes.
So to speak. And let's just give a quick rundown of where we've been for everybody.
Right. Well, we started our intrepid adventure.
Two years ago in
Cairo. From Cairo, we did the Great Pyramid of Giza and the Giza Plateau. We did the Stepped Pyramid of Saqqara. We were going to do Cairo Museum, but unfortunately they closed it early, so we missed out.
And that's something we have run into here all throughout the trip, all throughout the adventure.
Yes. Yeah.
Is sometimes the adventure is merely comprised of dealing with how the Egyptians do things.
Yes.
And one of them we're going to the Cairo Museum and it closes at 5, but you get there at 3:50 and they say, no, we closed early today.
Yeah, there wasn't enough tourism, so we closed.
Yes. So take your bus load away.
Yeah. We had a brief look at Memphis. We did the Citadel. We had a look at that briefly. We looked briefly at the City of the Dead.
Yeah.
And then we tackled our favorite,
Serabit El Khedim
in the Sinai.
Amazing.
And it's funny, what's interesting about Serabit El Khedim, the draw is less about the temple and more about climbing the mountain.
Oh, without a doubt. The full atmosphere about the place.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
The temple is a bonus.
The temple is what lends it its authenticity.
Yeah.
Or the silver service at the top. That was class. After Serabit El Khedim, we returned to Cairo, and we flew. We did Khan al-Khalili in between all that. We did Saqqara.
Yes, we did.
I bought Saqqara in too fast.
Yes.
We did Saqqara after we returned to Cairo. And then we did Khan al-Khalili and the bazaar, the souk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we flew to Luxor, where we drove into Esna,
yes,
where we picked up our dahabir, and we sailed the Nile. We explored the temple of Esna, first of all.
And by the way, when you look backwards, Esna was day 3 or 4?
Four.
So we've been on living on the boat on the Nile for the last 10 days.
Yeah. And what an experience that's been.
It has been.
It's been beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
It's beautiful right now. The sun just went down, and it's the opposite of the dawn colors. So now in the west we have the orange, the dusty orange, blending into the silvery blue sky, and the Nile's turned silver. Silvery blue, and you see the sails of the feluccas down the Nile, and the lights of the city lit up on both banks. It's just gorgeous from the deck of the boat here.
Amazing.
Just beautiful.
But I think today and tonight's been quite an emotional day, hasn't it? For everyone, I've noticed.
I think it has.
Back of people's minds, they know that they're saying goodbye to newfound friends.
It was interesting because we had amazing things to see today
that
most of our people haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Luxor Temple, Karnak Temple, and yet with all those amazing things, everybody was kind of drained.
Yeah.
We enjoyed ourselves, we had a good time, but the talking was quieter, the interaction seemed quieter. I think it's the emotion deep down of knowing this is it.
Yeah.
This is our last day. Yes. And some of them are flying.
It was quite emotional leaving Karnak.
I think so.
Knowing that it was our last sight.
I actually turned around to you guys and said,
That's it.
Well, folks,
this is it, guys.
That's the Exodus Reality Adventure.
Complete.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
We've done it. And we had a lovely meal last night. I loved the meal last night.
Beautiful meal.
At the Lantern with Debs and Nasser. That was a nice meal.
The Lantern is an
English restaurant
here in Luxor. Friends of John Ward's and Maria Nilsson's, and Nasser, who's Egyptian, and Deb, who's British, and she's just she's almost the stereotypical British restaurant owner. She's wonderful.
Yeah. She's good
and great food.
And the food was good of this world. It really was.
Isn't that one thing? I mean, I must admit, guys, this is one thing I was a little bit worried about with the guests. was the food, the cuisine. Now, you two, I know, Scotty, you've been used to it before, but you're a little bit picky, Chris.
I'm not picky, I just don't like salad.
You're picky.
I don't like
salad. He doesn't like salad in a country where the mainstay is bread and salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but he doesn't like onion.
I don't like onions. But apart from salad and onions, how can you say I'm
picky? But you do like onions, because you had chili last night.
I can eat, yes.
At the Lantern, so you like
If they're fried and put into food, I'm fine. Unless that food's egg or cheese.
Or meat. Or
no, I'm okay with meat.
Oh, you're okay with meat.
As long as it's not hamburgers.
All right.
Apart from that, I'm not picky.
I can't do onions on hamburgers. So you can't do it on hamburgers, but you can do it on steak.
No.
No. Sautéed? It's mushrooms on steak?
I can do I love mushrooms.
Yeah. Okay. We're diverging, guys.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, the cuisine.
Yes.
I think the penultimate meal, or the meal of the entire journey, had to be one of two. Little Mo's banquet.
Feeding
of the 5,000.
Or as I call him, Wemo.
Yes, he prepared enough food for the entire village of Colm.
No, for the entire Exodus.
Yes, he did.
He could have fed the entire Exodus of Egypt.
He's a star.
But what about today on the boat?
We had some business to attend to with another cruise line here. There's more about that coming.
Yeah.
But they invited John and Chris and I to come and have dinner with them on the boat and the rest of the group as well. And we had to separate from the group for a while just to do business with, they had four of their guys all in suits and ties, conducting some business with us and planning some future things. And they fed us a sumptuous buffet.
Yes.
Oh, it was amazing. Out of this world. Julie said she went back four times.
Four times, yes.
Yes.
Because it was that good. But I have to say, the food that we've had on this boat, I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's been typical Egyptian fare, and I fell in love with the food. And
but outside meal, my favourite?
Yeah.
Aswan. The shish kebab, the shish tawouk that we had after we did Philae. Upstairs in the restaurant, upstairs. Took everybody by
I'm
surprise.
Trying to remember back
I
that far.
Come on, guys.
I remember.
It's about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's the little restaurant in Aswan.
Can you remember?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
That was a good meal. And Little Mohammed's. But Mohammed's Cafe on the West Bank here.
That's where we went almost every day when I was here last year. Nearly a month.
Yeah. My favorite at the mall was the English restaurant last night. I just thought I thought the food was just phenomenal. It really was.
Is that because it didn't have onions?
It was because it was proper.
Proper.
Well, I had chili con carne, so that's no British food, but it was just, it was like a stodgy meal. But
what did you have?
I had the very traditional, the steak and onion pie.
Oh, I had roast beef and Yorkshire puddings.
Yes.
With very roast potatoes.
But did you not notice that at the end of it, it was a normal meal that every one of us could hardly move because we've been used to eating the Egyptian food. But the Egyptian food's been good for me. I feel as if I've been to a health farm.
Well, basically for 2 weeks we've eaten flatbread, lettuce, tomato, cucumbers, hummus, variations of that, and some beans, chicken now and then, beans for breakfast.
Omelets have just been eggs.
It's been very healthy.
It's been the food of soldiers.
Yes.
It has to march on full stomachs every day. The staff on both boats have been fantastic.
Yeah.
They've really looked after us.
Yes.
So the food and the cuisine has been fantastic. The rooms have been fantastic.
Yeah.
We've had some fantastic experiences at the sites. I mean, after Esna, we visited Edfu with that amazing multimedia light show.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That was absolutely
Folks,
phenomenal.
Speak for yourself, guys.
When you look
that
at the
hospital.
Oh, that's right. You were in the hospital because you broke your leg but were miraculously cured.
Yes.
Overnight.
Overnight. Yes.
Overnight.
Yes.
And but
the light show.
The Temple of Horus at Edfu, they projected a multimedia slideshow, if you will, onto the walls of the pylon. And for both in the inner court and then outside, and the sound system sounded like the music and the voiceovers were coming from the sky. And it was just wonderfully conducted and put together and brought tears to my eyes. It was amazing.
We were both tearful at the end.
And what they did was they took the inscriptions from the temples and they they translated them to English, and it was just beautiful. So that was one of the highlights of the trip as well. Now, there's something that's very interesting that's happened here in Egypt just in the last day.
Yesterday it happened.
Yesterday. The news, yeah. Because of everything that's going on in Egypt right now, the news came out that the Egyptian government resigned.
You know, Maria was trying to tell me this last night on the bus coming back from the restaurant. She said, I heard the first words, the Egyptian government resigned. Then somebody overspoke over the top of it. I missed it. And it wasn't for another 2 hours when she came back to me and said, did you hear what I said about the Egyptian government resigning? I said, well, who's in charge now? She said, well, really, it's down to Sisi and the army. And they're the ones in charge. But, serious note, guys. Serious note. Have you seen any difference on the streets?
No.
No.
Have
no,
you seen any
no.
protests?
No.
Have you heard any Kalashnikovs
no.
cracking no. over the horizon?
We
nothing.
We haven't.
It doesn't. No. That was the. Things don't.
No. If this had happened before, a week before I came, I would have been terrified because of the way the media in the West portray Egypt. But what I did notice, even though I'd heard that had happened, I did not panic. I did not get nervous and start watching people walking past.
No.
I took it and thought, oh well,
yeah,
the government's gone, and that's the way Egypt is. It is such a peaceful place.
You need to remember
how many people live in Egypt.
It has a laid-back atmosphere
yeah.
to it, but yet there is this undercurrent of seriousness that doesn't really break the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amongst the populace, mm-hmm. it's as if it's centered just around Cairo,
yeah.
and that's the hub,
mm-hmm.
and then it trickles
yeah.
throughout the governance,
yeah.
sorry, throughout the country.
But if you think how many people live in Egypt, and look at the ratio that actually things that do go wrong,
100 million plus
compared to 1970s and 80s in
oh.
the UK,
yeah,
or the Twin Towers in America,
yeah.
it's you need to put that into context.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, that's something I think Maria told me. The city of Cairo is set up to accommodate over 900,000 people, but that it's populated by 26 million.
Yeah.
Cairo and its environs.
Yeah.
And it's overpopulated. It's burning itself out
yeah.
to the nub.
Yeah.
And there's no work for people. The tourism having shut down because of the perception given by the news
yeah.
that Egypt is unsafe. That has hurt the people, and nobody's working. Everybody's desperate for money,
yep.
desperate for
yep.
tourism,
yep.
and it's quiet right now.
Even everyday Egyptians on the street, they're constantly shouting welcome, and it's almost as if they're trying to lure the West back to make people feel safe.
I've heard it said a few times now, actually, especially over the past
yeah.
2 weeks, where Egyptians have said to our guests, please tell your friends
yes.
back home that it's safe to come to
yes.
Egypt. I have heard that, actually.
I've heard it a couple of times.
Especially in the receptions at the hotels in Cairo when we stayed at the Mövenpick.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it at a few restaurants that we've been to around the place.
Even at the pyramids.
And even at the pyramids
yeah.
where they said it. So where was it after Edfu? After Edfu, it was Silsila.
We went to Silsila, Gebel El Silsila. Your and Maria's...
Yep.
For lack of a quicker, better way to say, dig site, your archaeological site.
And it's going to be your home for the next week.
It will be. I'm staying on for a week, as we've mentioned on the show already.
Yep.
In the last 2 weeks, I'll be here and working with your team.
Mm-hmm.
I'll actually be a member of the Gebel El Silsila Archaeological Survey team.
Well, it's the Gebel El Silsila Epigraphic Archaeological Egyptological Coffee Team. That you're a member of.
Oh, the coffee team?
Yes.
Oh, water boy, oh, water boy. So,
no,
I'm actually going to get the opportunity. Maria said to me yesterday,
yes.
she says, Scotty, she said, would you like to join us? We just had some people join us on deck here. She said, would you like to be part of the team that redigs out, what was it, some brickwork or something that
yep.
you had found?
Yep.
Or would you like to join me, she said, and go find some of the new things that we
yes.
haven't even published and can't even talk about yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, let me think about that one for a minute.
For two seconds.
I get to go with Maria and draw pictures of some of the things that they've found here that we can't even talk about
yeah.
because they're unpublished.
Yeah.
You'll be with me. So
I think I'll be doing that while you'll be sweeping sand out of mud brickwork.
So after Silsila, it was... Come on, guys.
Where do we go after Silsila? We continued down the Nile.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
18 months ago, after Silsila, it was...
Kamombo.
Oh, Kamombo. I was going to say Kamombo. But I thought we'd already mentioned Kamombo.
Yes. It always reminds me of, and now it's gone out, completely out of my head because little Mo's just come over. What was the name of the detective?
Columbo. I was going to say that.
Always reminds me of Columbo.
Oh, yes. But spelled completely different. If you look at it, it's K-O-M.
Don't ruin my fun, O-M-B-O.
Kamombo.
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 K-O-M-O-M-B-O.
Right.
Kamombo.
So, that's where we went next.
That's where we went next.
Saw the temple there.
Then after Kamombo,
we went...
That was Aswan.
Aswan. And what was the first sight of Aswan?
Oh, what was the first sight of Aswan? I don't know.
Chris, started for 10.
Started for 10. First sight of Aswan was...
John, what was your first sight of Aswan?
Yes, you tell us.
Feli.
Oh, Feli Temple.
Oh, Feli. We thought you were talking about something else. Yeah.
Now, that's a temple that after the dam... was put up 20 years ago. They had to move this entire temple. Along with down in Abu Simbel, where we were next, they had to move the entire temple of Ramesses II.
Well, actually, we weren't there next. What was the other site after Feli?
After Feli was... Oh, we went to... That was our camel caravan into the desert.
After
Feli. Okay, what was it then?
The quarries of Aswan, with the unfinished obelisk, with our wonderful presentation by Abu Kilani.
Now you mentioned Abu Kilani. Some of the names of the people that have accompanied us on this adventure are out of this world. You've got Abu Kilani.
Ahmed Said. I don't know what Tayyab's surname is.
Tayyab El... It's El Tayyab. And I don't even know his last name.
Tayyab El something.
He's El Tayyab is
the
way he listens.
Muhammad El Qadi Muhammad.
Yes.
And he is, and there's Little Mo.
Or Wee Mo, as I call him.
Hello, how are you?
Little Mo is Egyptian mafia. Yes. He is the one who keeps us going.
The man who can walk around after sunset with sunglasses.
Absolutely. And so we had, Momin Saad.
Momin Saad. You've had Ahmed, we've done
it. We had Sheikh Salim Barakas.
Yes, we can't forget him.
Now, all of these names, if you look at our blog coming up in the next few days, as kind of a wrap-up for everything, we're going to mention all these people, who they are in Egypt. These are all very, I guess you'd say, VIPs, very important people in Egyptian archaeology.
What we're trying to do is try to get a good mix of different levels of education, but also levels of knowledge, but they could bring a different perspective that you don't usually get with tour companies.
No.
So the guys that we had at specific sites, like Abu Kilani, that's his site.
Yes.
Did you mention Muhammad from today?
We
did Momin.
Momin Saad.
Momin, sorry.
And what's interesting at Abu Kilani's site, what's so romantic, if you will, about him, he's this very dry, quiet kind of man. He would kind of put you to sleep when he talks to you. And they walked us through the souk, which was at where the quarries where they had the unfinished pyramid. And he's got a little office.
Unfinished obelisk.
Pyramid.
Obelisk. And he's got a little office down at the end of the marketplace.
Yes, yep.
And you walk in there and it's got like the French cut windows and the table with all the rocks on it and the maps all over the place. And he was a very interesting man.
Very interesting.
So,
and then we had, of course, not forgetting the Dr. Maria Nilsson.
Dr. Maria Nilsson.
For Silsila.
2 days around Gebel El Silsila.
Yeah, we can't forget her. So, after the obelisk, where to then?
After the obelisk, we went to...
He's quizzing us like this is some kind of test or something.
Well, it is a test. Come on.
Abu Simbel.
No.
Okay.
Unfinished obelisk, the granite quarries of Aswan. What was the next place we viewed?
The camels.
No.
I don't know, John. What was it?
We viewed the remains of Elephantine from the
motorboat. Oh, Elephantine, right.
Yes.
And then we took
a ferry boat around the islands down there in the Nile and Elephantine Island.
Yes. Yeah.
And then after Elephantine Island?
That was the camel expedition.
That was the camels. Yes. Now to the ruinous monastery of
St. Simeon. It's a short camel, it wasn't like a week long, of course, so to say it was a camel caravan You know, would be a little bit of a misnomer.
But it was a caravan.
It was a short caravan for a short time in the afternoon, several hours, and we went up to St. Simeon,
which was absolutely out of this world.
And we had some unbelievable amazing experiences.
We did.
Thanks to Chris.
Yes, there were some amazing, if you will, and I've grown to not like the word as much, but paranormal experiences, if you will, spiritual or metaphysical experiences there. This is an old monastery.
Yes.
That was a Coptic Christian monastery, but it was also, prior to that, a Roman fort, a Roman outpost, and it's been used down through the centuries. And you walk through this place. It's out in, folks, it's not like a museum in the city or an abandoned house. It's an abandoned castle, really, a stone castle, out in the middle of the desert.
Built on what?
Built on
a wadi. Well done, Chris.
Yes, overlooking a wadi. Sand dunes all around you.
Yes.
And the floors are all still there intact, the stone
all
floors. You go up in several flights of stairs, you can get up to the upper level.
It was unbelievable.
It was an unbelievable place, and there were several spirits that manifested themselves to Chris. It's broad daylight.
It was a lovely.
To John and to Chris, and not to me so much. I'm kind of an inertial dampener, I think, sometimes too. Ghosts and things like that. So, it was an amazing experience there. And it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't a spooky, paranormal experience. It was just a walkthrough to see this historical site, experience it, soak it in.
As we had with all the other sites previously.
And things just happened.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if we would class it as paranormal because it was more a spiritual experience, wasn't it?
It was, actually.
There was no... And I know that they mean they say it, but paranormal means not normal. But I think the way that we go with it, it's more the sort of spiritual side of things, as respect. It's not a ghost train. It's not any TV frolics. It's just
And what did we do after that?
We went to the Nubian village.
The Nubian village,
which was and a household.
The alligator spelt with a C, or was it the crocodile spelt with a C?
We don't want to even get into that this week. You can, if you want to hear that fiasco, you go back to one of our previous updates.
Yes.
And so we were with a Nubian family who gave us coffee and
wonderful
drinks and things
family.
Like
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
And then where?
Back on the boat. Abu Simbel. 10,000 people showing up on the anniversary of the birthday of Ramesses II to see the sunrise. And cast its first rays of light into the Holy of Holies.
And what was that as an experience?
Unbelievable experience.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was...
Even being surrounded by 10,000 Egyptians and Nubians...
Peaceful.
It was peaceful.
And that was something we all commented
joyous.
On, wasn't it? It was the fact that they're constantly telling us that Egypt terrorists are everywhere, etc. And we all commented on the fact that if they were going to attack anything, it would have been...
One of the most famous sites,
archaeological
sites.
The time of year it was everything was there for them, and nothing happened. It was
and then what
peaceful.
Did we do after Abu Simbel?
After Abu Simbel, we
got back on the boat. We headed back up toward Luxor.
We rejoined our dahabeah, and we sailed peacefully for a whole day.
Yes, we had those strong winds.
We had the storm. The windy storm that hit us when we moored up in Nesna.
Yeah.
We then did the Valley of the Kings.
Yes.
Valley of the Kings.
Yes, which
is
very good.
Hapshepsut's temple.
Howard Carter's house. For me, that was a wonderful experience.
He was the man who discovered King Tut's tomb. And we had somebody in our group that's related to him.
Directly related.
And it was a good experience for her there.
Fantastic experience.
And we went from there to Daryl Medina, Tombs of the Nobles.
Daryl Bahari went.
Daryl Bahari, that's Hatshepsut.
Yeah.
We went to Daryl Medina.
Tombs of the Nobles.
Menedat Habu.
Medina Habu.
And all of these places are things that you're not going to recognize just by us talking about the names. So go over to facebook.com/Exodus Reality Adventures to see our group page where we have all these photos over the last 2 weeks all put up.
Yeah.
And over the next couple of days, we'll have some blogs put up. You'll be able to read some more, check out the people who were on the tour. You can see what we did.
Yeah.
And don't forget to check out the website. No. Because the next adventure is going to be phenomenal.
Yes.
In October. And what's the date, Scotty?
October 13th through the 25th. We're doing
after
this again.
Paradigm Symposium.
Yes, Paradigm Symposium, which is October 2nd through the 5th. So it's a week after that we launch the new Exodus Reality Adventures.
Yeah.
And tickets are on sale for that now if you want to reserve your spot. So go take a look at our photos. Take a look at the write-ups, the comments on the photos, see what this was all about. And we're really getting close to having to wrap this particular segment up. This is our final daily segment from Egypt, live on the upper deck of our Dahabeya, and for the Exodus Reality Adventures.
And we're getting close to saying our goodbyes to all the guests. And
we are.
To each other. And it's going to be emotional.
So, after three?
After three.
We will say goodbye. One, two, three.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.